gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Folks, welcome to This and the Random Crap Podcast versus Fanfiction. I'm your host, Lee Sands, aka Wild Wild Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by
James Deneen, also known as Dying English. I'm being held here against my will.
What, Will's holding you down, or?
No, I'm being held here against. Never mind.
So, yeah, folks, because some things have happened since our last recording. I've now started watching My Little Pony, and I'm actually quite enjoying it. Despite the fact my first exposure to it was cupcakes.
Sorry. that was my...
But, you know, me and James, we're currently working on our own fanfics at the minute, so I'm sure I'll get my revenge.
Yeah.
Anywho, so I found this one called Deep Depression. It's like a Twilight / Spike fanfic. And it seems to be something that seems to get sipped quite a bit. So, I'll just quickly read the synopsis. Deep Depression, written by Mad, the Awesome Man. Twilight always felt something special for her little dragon assistant, but after a night of alcohol and sin, her life would change for the worse and for the better. End for mature content. I apologise sincerely for my grammar. I'm so sorry.
God, at least fucking apologise. I read ahead a little bit. It's pretty bad.
You see, now I've just got this mental image of David Tennant reading that, just so at the end he'd go, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry you had to read this. I'm so, so sorry. Anywho, apologies, folks, if it sounds like we're rushing. It's just we've both got to be somewhere soon, so. But we've got about less than an hour to crack this out, but I'm sure we can. So, author's note, Mad. Hello, guys. I just want to say that I have created another My Little Pony fanfic for you, just for my love of the show. Anyhow, please enjoy.
Disclaimer. Oh, thank Christ.
Disclaimer, I do not own My Little Pony. All rights and possession are with their respective owners. Warning, may contain certain scenes not appropriate for ages 18 below. Chapter 1.
I'm 21, and I don't think any of these scenes are going to be appropriate for me.
You sounded like the cinema snob then. I'm 21.
I like to think of myself as one of the critics from the Muppet Show.
This is shit. Oh,
like it? I can't follow any of it.
Chapter 1: Hidden Beneath My Heart.
Bobby. Why have I told you about watching ponies? Without me!
Are we going to watch Equestria Girls, Dad? No.
Nope. Like they hit you.
Something ain't right about that spin-off.
Those ponies ain't right.
Spike enter the room, which all he can hear are mumbles and complain of his unicorn friend. Fucking assholes.
Oh no, I'm late, Twilight frantically spoke as she reached for her heart and then a customized purse made her by Betty.
Spike just let out a small smile at her, then placing his hand to her foreleg.
If you know what I mean.
Alright.
Twi, please, just calm down. You still have an hour before the party. Spike grabbed the scarf, then putting the purple cloth around her neck. Don't make me choke a bitch.
But, she mumbled.
Believe, all you do is all right. Just be calm and it will all be all okay. Spike word Fina Spike had grown taller in the years. He truly became taller. Okay, I don't believe you. His scales have become more rigid. And what's most fortunate is he had become more mature mentally in his time at Twilight's care.
Twilight couldn't hide her bliss as she looked at him. He really He really become a handsome dragon, a thought raced through her mind, and she quickly brushed it off.
Yeah, not off, but has one F in it. Son of a bitch. Twilight shook her head vigorously, which caught the attention of his dragon companion.
okay. Twilight's a Mephidot now, I guess.
Best of both worlds.
You okay, Twi? He asked, which Twilight answered with a nod.
Thankfully, Twilight had become well prepared for the so-called party Pinkie Pie hosted for them to celebrate their friendship anniversary, which she likely came up. What? Twilight became fully dressed for the event, taking one last look at the mirror before again checking a list of things to be preferred at.
Seriously, this guy couldn't get a beta reader? And also, dress? They made dress for one thing, and that was the season one finale.
Yeah, they wear dresses a couple of more times since then.
Oh. Spike reached the said parchment slowly, removing it from Twilight's gasp. She retaliated, but soon realized Spike made her calm, taking a few breaths in the moment.
What? Upon reaching Pinkie's party place, of course named by Pinkie Pie herself, Twilight reached the doorknob, but felt a sudden anxiety once it was an inch close to the metal handle.
She
what was an inch close to the metal handle?
Maybe she, like, could see the smoke coming out of the party place, you know, all the hemp. I don't know about this.
Pony's down.
That pinky ain't right, Spike.
God, a pony with its mane done up in dreadlocks. One love.
She can feel something behind the door. That something she can feel is sinister, like discord or worse. Feeling the unicorn's in the knee, Spike himself had opened the door, and like they expected, the pink party pony had suddenly jumped in front of them, nearly giving Twilight a heart attack, and causing Spike to let out a girly scream.
A moment later, they regained their composure and been greeted by her.
Welcome, and welcome to my party, Waspy, she squealed.
What? Twilight took a snip of the air. It was too. She quickly covered her snout with her hooves upon realizing what was in the air. It was strong, bold, and worst of all, it was intoxicating. It was alcohol.
Spilt all over the floor because someone vomited it all up. Ruining Pinky's new carpet. Ah, well. Spike flinched. The smell was all too overwhelming for the dragon, causing him to turn back on the two mares.
Spike, are you okay? Twilight rubbed the dragon's back, and soon enough, Twilight managed to bring him back to his health.
Spike let out a sigh of relief at her. Twilight's sight withdrew from the dragon to the overactive pony who was jumping up and down on Big Macintosh.
Yep. What in the name of Celestia are you thinking, Pinky?
Well, I'm fucking Big Macintosh. No, not that. I just wanted to try out a new type of party, so I thought of using alcohol spirits to wake you mares up, ?
Pinky... Mary Punch walks by. Now it's a party!
Pinky led them to the house, which had been littered by cocktail glass, beer mugs, and objects that leads to drinking alcoholism, that is.
Fun fact, the episode, I don't know if you saw it, but it was the one with cider. Did you see that one?
I don't think so.
Flimflam Brothers?
No, not yet.
I think that's season two. Mm. But they're drinking cider, and the cider has a froth at the top of it.
Mm.
And cider only does that when it has alcohol in it. So these ponies drink booze, damn it.
In the kids show. Yay!
Twilight, oh come on, this isn't the kids show anymore.
Not after the question.
Hasbro knows who their target audience is.
We gotta make a quest to your girls, so they can fap to it.
Twilight sighted the area as her eyes looked at the place. She saw a familiar friend on the floor, not moving, yet still gasping for air. The purple unicorn and the baby dragon quickly sided with her. I thought Spike wasn't a baby dragon anymore.
that's going to make chapter 2 really creepy.
Oh, yeah. And the baby dragon quickly sided with her, checking her condition, and as they already suspected, she was drunk beyond measure. Fluttershy's eyes were blood red, her voice was hazy, and all she can say at the time was, why still no cult would take me? Oh, God. Out of all of the main six, Fluttershy is the sad, pathetic drunk at the party.
No one will book me. Also, stay out of my shed.
Stay out of my shed.
And book me. Twilight waist and eyebrows, so they must do something about her, their drunken friend.
Pinky, can we use your bedroom? Fluttershy needs it, Twilight asked, but Pinky just shook her head no.
Twilight was about to ask why, but she was cut short by the pink mess statement. Because Rainbow Dash and Applejack is using it and they locked the door, so maybe after they're done, you and Fluttershy can take your turn.
Oh no, Pinky, we would never, oh, just forget it, we'll take her home, oh, if that's okay.
Jesus, moving to Ponyville suddenly became the worst idea ever. You guys are all freaking in the closet sex addicts.
Why is it that a show with six, you know, female protagonists, why does everyone just assume that they're fucking each other?
Well, you say it yourself, Amy, that's just clearly...
Because when I see a group of girls walking down the street... Well, yeah, whenever I see a group of girls walking down the street, my first response is, yeah, they must all be dykes.
All bisexual. Moving on.
Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Oh, hang on, I got it. So, she already had 30 glasses of my pink parade anyway.
What's in that stuff anyway, the dragon asked.
Everything, Pinky responded.
Asterisk. Bold letters. Poker face. And asterisk. After 30 glasses of a bit of everything, I'm pretty sure she should have out.
So what you're saying is, the next morning, when they go, where's Fluttershy? It's a cut to in the hospital getting her stomach pumped. I just imagine that she wakes up and goes, oh dear, oh dear, like, I drank too much again, didn't I? Oh dear, never so sorry, be a bother. Spike volunteered to take Fluttershy home, leaving Twilight in the party along with the others. Even though, let's be honest, maybe Fluttershy should go to a hospital and get her stomach pumped. Because, you know, 30 glasses of everything. Yeah, thanks Fluttershy. Any chance you could not do that before we reach your house?
Oh god, it got in my mouth!
Oh, look.
Why does it take like rabbit sperm?
I love Pinkie Pie's.
Why do you have a rabbit sperm as a frame of reference?
How do you know it tastes like rabbit sperm, Spike? I love Pinkie's line.
When will you tell Spike your feelings for him? Pinkie Pie asked.
I love this. You know, we've had, what, 2-3 seasons now, and we've never brought this up before. I don't know how, Pinky. He still have that Christmasity with that I don't know if he'll love me back, Twilight shrugged.
Well, I guess that won't be a problem since Rarity now has cult friend. This caught Twilight by surprise, but after a quick eye to her surrounding and Rarity's absence in the party, it would speak for it, but what was worrying her is how she would tell this to Spike. The young dragon would sure be brokenhearted by the events, and who know what he might do to himself or others. She has to think of a way to help him, or it would open him to her.
So what does she mean by what he might do to himself or others? Is he worried he's going to grab his sock and goes... There's the bastard that's fucking Rarity. BAM! There's the bastard that's fucking Rarity. BAM!
I guess that's the first place her mind goes, because out of all the characters in the show, yes, I think Spike seems like the kind of person who would kill himself and others if Rarity were to suddenly start dating someone.
I love how they're also implying, yeah, Rarity's not here because she's getting fucked.
She's upstairs in my room with Applejack and Rarity. And AJ and Rainbow Dash.
She's setting up the camcorder. She's all like, no, girls, you need to position yourself this way. Oh, dear.
Let me show you how a lady handles it.
You grasped it like this at the hilt, work the shaft. No, she cannot take advantage of him like this. He is too important for her. Spike is too innocent.
The thoughts raced and raced in her mind, yet it was put to a halt by the Pink Mare's intrusion with a glass of her cocktail.
Why don't you take a drink to loosen the edge, will you? Question mark.
Twilight complied quickly. She might lose it like the last time. She had no friendship reports to Celestia, so she took one quick sip to the glass, and after that, she felt so relieved. She quickly swayed from one side to another like she lost all control to her body, and the alcohol was only working in her mind.
Oh, what a fucking lightweight.
Fucking lightweight, dude. Unicorns can't hold their liquor.
Dude, it takes me like 5 beers before I start fucking losing it and jumping on tables and dancing and claiming I'm the Joker. True story. An hour later... And
one glass of baby sham and I'm anybody.
No, it takes about 5 for me. So yeah, don't leave me with Will when I come over next year, I'm just saying. An hour later and one quick shower, Spike came back to the party a bit tired from bringing the drunken Pegasus home. And smelly.
It took him an hour to get her back to her house.
Why did they get out of the stop because she was vomiting? And he was dragging her by the sounds of it. Fucking bits had to carry you everywhere. Yeah, he was focused on the party and his Chris Rarity. Her trotted inside, yet all he saw was Twilight and Pinky talking. No sigh on the white unicorn, so he decided to ask them.
The moment he stepped closer to him, he saw Twilight jump in the air, and before he can even react, she had already placed her four hooves to his neck, bringing him in a very tight hug.
Snap. She accidentally snapped his neck. Shit. I'm a fucking jump.
Hey, Spike. Did I ever tell you, you got really pretty scales.
Twilight, what's wrong with you? Spike yelled out. From all of his years with her, this might be the only time he saw Twilight this drunk. Yes, this drunk. Implying that he'd seen a drunk before, but not this drunk.
Why, my little dragon is hugging wrong with you? The drunken Twilight let out.
Oh god, it got in my mouth again.
Damn it!
Why do I taste Celestia?
Everybody has tasted Celestia.
Gosh, Troy, you're drunk, and how many did you take?
I'm reminded of that scene from Back to the Future 3 where Marty McFly's like, how many drinks has he had? And the bartender's like, that's his first one!
So Pinkie Pie's a lying bitch.
A lot, Pinky answered for them. Hey, she's trying to look out for her bro.
Spike just looks and say, be honest.
Can't tell Spike that she's only had like one tiny sip of a drink.
Sister's gotta keep it together.
Get your shit together, Twilight. Be cool.
Don't tell me you had one drink. I mean, Christ, it took 5 drinks before Rainbow Dash managed to get Applejack in the bed.
Yeah, but you see, Applejack can really hold her liquor. She's using it as a cover.
Yes, I am drunk. Ick, do you hear me drunk, Rainbow Dash? Eh, good enough. I am drunk, so I will not remember this. So I am totally drunk, so I am not in control. It's not like I'm in the closet lesbian or something. Hick.
That Rainbow Dash came out of the closet? Wow, really? She did? What was she doing in there? I don't know, I guess she was fucking a bunch of mares.
Can I take Twilight home to Pinky? I guess she had too much of that drink, the dragon asked. Wait, what?
Okay, I think what he's asking here is, you know, if this sentence was constructed correctly. Can I take her home too, Pinky? You know, because he already took Fluttershy home. He's asking if he can take Twilight home as well. And he's like, I guess she had too much of the creature.
He realizes he's had one drink. That's why he says that drink. It's not like Pinky.
Well,
it's not like Pinky's got a giant barrel and people just putting their mugs into it, like blood wine from Star Trek.
Well, she says everything. What she fails to mention is it's not just in terms of booze in the drink. She also spiked it with a fuck ton of rupees.
That makes sense.
Take Twilight home, Pinky? Well, okay, Pinky frowned.
Aww, I had plans for non-cupcake related plans.
Sorry, Molestia. Guess we'll have to try next week.
She said as she looked at the trap. Ah, someday, my dear, someday. Trap just wobbles a bit. Taking the unicorn home, Spike carried her, still managing to walk. It wasn't a hard chore, but he was more worried that angered to her. She is terribly drunk, and by the state, who knows what she can do. Upon entering the library, she located the bed, and after a small resistance from the pony, she managed to put her in her bed. That's me, motherfucker.
He let out a quick sigh, and after that, he was about to leave, yet something is wrong. His body, it won't respond. Spike searched the room, and he can only gasp on what his yes saw.
I think that's meant to be eyes.
No, it clearly says yes.
Okay. Twilight's horn was glowing. Slowly he felt being lifted in the air, coming closer and closer to her. Again, this is something I'm finding very common in Twilight Spike fanfics.
What, so, her molesting him?
Using the horn to, like, levitate him over to her when she's, like, either pissed or horny. Come here. Get over here.
God damn it, I would have to read this fucking line.
Do you want me to read it?
Why don't Astertisk? Hick! Astertisk, you made love. Astertisk. Hick! Astertisk. With me, pretty colt. Twilight hazily spoke. It was clear that the alcohol truly have a hold on her.
Spike was immobilized. Nothing can be done with Twilight like this, and the level of her magic can easily do this to any pony, but why him? So what, he was hoping she might molest someone else? Hey, time
Twilight.
To...
Twilight!
Look.
Twilight, please stop this. You're not yourself, he screamed, but those words only hit deaf ears as Twilight only resumed her doing.
Of course, neither of them noticed Pinkie Pie at the window with a giant camcorder. Oh yeah, this is fucking good. Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. I'm going to make a fucking killing on the internet with this. Soon Spike was...
Bears gone wild!
The DVD Celestia tried to ban. Soon Spike was placed just an inch close to Twilight's side, bringing an uncomfortable feeling to the dragon.
Now how do I buck you, lover boy?
Astertisk, gulp, Astertisk. End of chapter one. And we are fucking leaving that fanfic there.
Drop it like it's hot.
You all have imaginations. Pervertive imaginations. I'm sure you know where that fanfic's going.
What happened was, Twilight woke up from her creepy fantasy dream and decided it was terrible and she never did it again.
Of course,
that's how the story ends.
And Spike was laying next to her smoking a giant cigar. Was it a dream, question mark? Yes, yes it was.
Oh, God.
But for those of you interested in what happens, stuff happens between them. Spike gets kidnapped by Twixie. Applejack and Rainbow Dash, after discussing their relationship, find out Twilight, who thought Spike ran away, tried to commit suicide. And then it's like Twilight being emo in the hospital bed because she slit her wrist. And Spike's being held hostage. And yeah, that's about it.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. All because Pinkie Pie wanted a booze party.
Okay. I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, same here. Anywho, folks, thank you for joining us.
Fuck you, Pinkie Pie!
Okay, thank you for joining us, folks, and thank you, James, for joining me, and we'll chat to you all later, folks. Good night.
God damn it, dude.
Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned a lot of things.
Twilight!
That there are far more things to see in this world than I ever imagined.
It's coming! It's coming for me!
That perhaps this isn't the only world to learn about.
Fancy that.
You're silly.
And that there are worse monsters than those in the Everfree Forest.
They're living shadows.
What are they?
I met a pony called the Doctor. Just the doctor. He saved me and all of Equestria. You'd think that'd be it, wouldn't you?
I am an old friend of the doctor's.
The doctor's shall consume.
All the prince shall bow before me!
Luna!
I wasn't prepared. Not for this. Not here.
Not even close.
Doctor Who's Adventures, coming soon to a Celestia Radio near you.